You're listening to SBS News.
Touching down and then taken into COVID-19 quarantine, no longer as prisoners with a criminal past in Australia, but as New Zealanders returning from abroad. 15 men who were being held at the Melbourne and Brisbane immigration detention centres were woken up in the middle of the night and told to pack their belongings before being handcuffed and put on a private jet to Auckland. They've spent their first night as free men under quarantine. New Zealand's Health Minister, Chris Hipkins, confirmed the arrival of the deportees and said they have been cooperative and are being treated like all new arrivals into New Zealand.
So they were processed as all incoming flights are processed. They've been taken to a hotel where there is an extra security, as I mentioned yesterday, because it's important that the public have that extra reassurance. Given the profile of the cohort of people who have been arriving this morning, I understand that they've all now arrived at that hotel. They've all been checked in. Everybody's following the rules, and there haven't been any issues with that. No, they don't have door-to-door supervision. We haven't done that for anybody who's in managed isolation or quarantine. We are confident, though, that all of the relevant security measures at that hotel are put in place so that they're not going to be coming out into the community. And as I said, the feedback that I've had so far this morning is that this group are very cooperative. They're all following the rules, they're all checked in, and they're all doing what they should be doing.
New Zealand police told SBS News that they will be under the same restrictions as every returning New Zealand citizen and are expected to adhere to those requirements. Advocates say they are the first New Zealand detainees to be sent home since the pandemic began in March of this year. Philippa Payne, co-founder of Iwi in Oz, has been in touch with the men prior to their deportation and upon their arrival in New Zealand. She says that while many of the detainees are relieved to be let out of immigration detention, many were also leaving behind families and children in Australia.
They're relieved. They're very sad about the fact that for many of them they're leaving behind families, children, parents, wives, and they're upset at the loss that they have had to endure, but they're very, very relieved to be out of the Australian immigration detention centres.
The deportees, some who have never been to New Zealand before, will face some challenges, including possible homelessness.
It's very challenging for them, you know. We have guys come back and they try to carry on with their life. They settle down. They might get a job if they're lucky. We have huge housing problems here in New Zealand. So, unfortunately, we have a high percentage of people that are returning through deportation that are homeless and very lonely and lacking support of the family and the whānau around them.
Australia's border force wouldn't reveal details of any future planned deportations. Its deportation policy has been a topic of disagreement with New Zealand for some time, but on Monday, the New Zealand government confirmed they expected another 15 deportees to arrive in the coming days via charter flight. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been very vocal in the past on the subject of deportations, hinting that Australia is trying to offload its problems onto New Zealand.
Send back Kiwis, genuine Kiwis. Do not deport your people and your problems.
Despite the challenges they may face upon being deported, other New Zealanders in detention, such as Omar Mitoga, who has been in immigration detention for 2 years, remain undaunted.
That is hope, you know, like something is going on. You know, the ball is rolling now. We're just hoping that it's us next, or, you know, we just want to go home. You know, most of us here are already signed.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.